All right, everybody, buckle up because today we're going full on retro, diving into this internet sitcom from, well, the days when the internet was still kind of finding its
Oh,
feet.
this is Coda's, right?
The one and only. It's set in a retirement home. But forget knitting needles and shuffleboard, we're talking retired computer programmers.
So, instead of reminiscing about the good old days, they're trying to figure out how to send an email.
Pretty much. We've got what seems to be transcripts from the first 24 episodes, and let me tell you, it's pure digital nostalgia.
A total time capsule, huh? Like a snapshot of what people thought the internet was going to be.
Totally. Before social media took over, before smartphones, back when dial-up was the sound of progress.
I bet there's some real gems in those transcripts.
Oh, absolutely. We've got Dave, our resident prankster. Think caffeine-fueled chaos with a side of early internet glitches.
And a whole lot of Coca-Cola, if I remember correctly.
You know it. Then there's Green, the guy who could probably crash a computer with a single keystroke.
The ultimate tech klutz. Makes you wonder how he ever survived the dot-com boom.
Right. And trying to keep them from imploding is Matt, the voice of reason in a sea of digital absurdity.
Sounds like the writers had some fun with those character dynamics.
They definitely tapped into some familiar archetypes. So where do we even start? Dave's got to be public enemy number one in that retirement home, right?
Well, he's definitely a handful.
Yeah.
Always scheming, always pushing the limits. I mean, the guy practically sleeps with a keyboard under his pillow.
Don't forget the industrial-sized stash of Coca-Cola under his bed. Seriously, the writers were obsessed with that stuff.
Like his digital fuel. But when you think about it, it kind of makes sense. That early internet, it was the Wild West out there.
Oh, totally. No rule book, endless possibilities. Probably felt like you needed all the sugar you could get just to keep up.
And Dave? He dove in head first. Didn't matter if he knew how to swim.
Speaking of diving in head first, what about Green? What's the digital equivalent of tripping over your own shoelaces? Because I'm pretty sure Green invented
Oh, Green.
it.
Bless his heart. You almost feel bad for the guy, constantly battling pop-up ads, blue screens of death. It's a wonder he ever managed to turn his computer on.
I know, there's this one episode where he's trying to figure out online banking.
Oh no, this is the alpaca incident, isn't it?
The one and only. Instead of paying his bills, he accidentally buys a whole herd of alpacas. And of course, he blames it on a Y2K glitch.
Classic Green. But honestly, who among us hasn't had a major tech fail at the worst possible moment? He's like the patron saint of digital mishaps.
We've all been green at some point. But hey, at least he had Matt around to try and clean up the mess.
Matt, the poor guy. Imagine being the only sane person in a retirement home full of internet cowboys.
He's like the tech support hotline come to life, constantly putting out digital fires. I bet he aged 10 years for every episode.
At least he had plenty of material for his memoirs.
Yeah.
So where do we want to go from here? Dave's coke addiction. Green's tech fails. The possibilities are endless.
Let's stick with Bay for now. His love affair with Coca-Cola, it's practically its own character arc. I mean, it's hilarious, but it also makes you wonder if the writers were trying to tell us something. It's more than just a running gag, right? It's like this weird metaphor for, I don't know, the allure of technology, the addictive nature of the internet.
Right. It's like back then, every byte of data was a sip of that sweet, sweet nectar. Or maybe they just really liked product placement.
Maybe Dave had stock in Coca-Cola. We'll never know. But speaking of things we may never know, Green's brain is a mystery for the ages.
The guy could bring down the entire internet with a single misplaced click, and he always seemed so blissfully unaware.
He's like the embodiment of that early internet naivete,
Right.
back when we thought a firewall was just something that stopped your house from burning down.
Oh, totally. Before hackers and data breaches were even a thing, the good old days when the biggest threat was a spam email promising to make you a millionaire.
Or an email from a Nigerian prince. Remember those?
Classic. Though I bet Green probably replied to a few of them.
Oh, 100%. He probably sent his bank account details using a carrier pigeon. But while Green's off wrestling with his dial-up connection, what's Matt up to?
Trying to maintain a semblance of order. Meditating to the soothing sounds of dial-up modem noises.
Someone had to be the grown-up in the room. He's probably the reason the entire internet didn't crash in 1999.
True. Someone had to make sure those Y2K patches were installed properly.
Imagine the chaos if Dave had been in charge of Y2K preparedness. It's giving me chills just thinking about it.
We'd all be living in a digital wasteland right now, ruled by Dave and his army of Coca-Cola-powered robots.
Okay, that's terrifyingly plausible. But seriously, back to CODAs. It wasn't all just digital mishaps and sugary beverages, right? There's got to be some heart in there somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. For all its quirks, it's really a story about community. These retired programmers, they found each other, they built something together.
Even if that something was a herd of alpacas terrorizing the retirement home.
Even then, it's like in this brave new world of dial-up and floppy disks, they found a way to connect, to share their love of technology.
And maybe to drive each other a little bit crazy along the way.
That's the beauty of community, isn't it?
So when all is said and done, after we've laughed at Dave's caffeine addiction and Green's tech fails, what's the message? What's the takeaway from this internet sitcom time capsule?
That even in the face of rapidly changing technology, some things never change.
Like what? Give me the deep dive analysis.
Like the need for connection, for humor, for a little bit of chaos, and maybe, just maybe, a healthy dose of nostalgia for the days when the internet was young and full of possibilities.
You know, it's amazing how relevant CODAs still feels, even though it's a product of its time.
Right. It's like, yeah, they were dealing with dial-up and floppy disks.
Which, let's be real, feels like ancient history now.
Totally. But at its core, it's still about people trying to figure out this whole internet thing.
And how to make it work for them. Like that whole episode where they're trying to build a website for the retirement home.
Oh, yeah. Using, like, HTML code and hoping for the best.
Exactly. And it just keeps crashing. Nobody can figure out why. And of course, Dave's convinced it's a Y2K revenge plot.
Classic Dave. Always blaming the digital boogeyman.
Yeah.
But it does make you think about how much the internet has evolved.
And how we've evolved with it. Like, could you imagine building a website from scratch today?
I can barely change my Twitter profile picture without calling tech support. But back then, it was all about DIY, trial and error.
The Wild West of the World Wide Web. And speaking of wild, we got to talk about the episode where they discover chat rooms.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Things probably got a little interesting.
Let's just say Dave found his true calling. He was practically born to be a troll in a 90s chat room.
With his trusty can of Coke at his side, no doubt.
Naturally. But it's not all fun and games. CODAs also touches on some surprisingly deep themes. Like, remember that episode where Matt gets scammed by one of those early internet pyramid schemes?
Oh, the one where he loses all his savings trying to sell digital pet rocks? Yeah, that was a tough one.
It's a reminder that even back then, in those early days of the internet, there were people trying to take advantage of others.
And that the digital world could be just as risky as the real one.
Maybe even more so, because it was so new and unfamiliar. But despite all that, CODAs never loses its sense of optimism.
Right. There's this underlying belief that technology, for all its flaws, has the power to bring people together.
And to create something truly special, even if that something is a retirement home website that crashes every 5 minutes.
Hey, at least they had each other. And a whole lot of Coca-Cola.
So as we say goodbye to the wacky world of CODAs, I think we have to ask, what's the legacy of this show? What can we learn from this time capsule of early internet humor and hijinks?
That's a good question. I think it's a reminder that the internet, at its heart, is all about human connection.
Even when that connection is mediated by a dial-up modem and a screen full of flash and cursor.
Exactly. And that no matter how much technology changes, some things never go out of style.
Like good friends, bad jokes, and maybe just a little bit of digital chaos.
Hear, hear.
And on that note, it's time for us to log off. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of CODAs, a show that reminds us that the internet, even in its earliest days, was a place of endless possibilities. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and never be afraid to embrace the weird and wonderful world of the web.